Let's talk about establishing a list of goals. What you write down on that piece of paper, you want to write it in something that you're going to deliver, not the problem. Okay? So, for example, if I say, which areas of your home are difficult to heat and cool? And just give me a room. How noisy is the system in your home?
This system's very noisy.
Very noisy.
The room above the garage.
The room above the garage. Okay, so the room above the garage is difficult to heat or cool, right? So are you going to buy an uncomfortable room above the garage? Or would you buy making the room above the garage more comfortable?
I guess we'll find out when you show me prices.
No, which one? No, out of roll. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Is he going to be interested in an uncomfortable room? Yes or no?
No.
What's he going to be interested in? Making the room more comfortable. Get it? That's what's written down. So if your child has allergies, what are you not interested in?
My child having allergies.
So why would you write that down? What would you be interested in?
My child not suffering.
Your child not suffering, reducing allergy triggers. Are you with me? This is really important because when you turn it into a solution, something that you can deliver on, that's a product they will buy. When you write that in terms of a problem, how does that make them feel? Yeah, it's bad. Do you think that emotion is going to influence an action? Will that action be positive or negative? You tell me. But if I say reduce allergy triggers, what kind of an emotion does that conjure up?
Hope.
Right?
Hope.
Hope. Positive, right? So what kind of action will that encourage? Positive. Get this? So it's real critical, especially when you're establishing goals, to make sure to turn that into a positive solution as opposed to the negative problem, and you have that conversation. Fair? Yep. Count of three, say, how fast can that happen?
That fast.